Das kann so sich nicht über Chess und Schlangen, wenn wir hören, wenn sich das Gesubes darf, pei Chess. Mishnah says, "Meni chasam mishu bodim." Zok the Gemara. Mishnah says, just as one may collect from orphans only after swearing, so two orphans may collect only after swearing. Now this can't mean if they collect the debt of their father, they have to swear, because the father would not have had to swear, so neither do they. The Mishnah means that if orphans collect from other orphans, they have to swear before collecting. Razika and a neighbor of Yehuda said, the Mishnah's halacha is only when the debtor's orphans say that their father told them that he borrowed the money but had already repaid it. However, if they say that their father said that he never borrowed the money, the other orphans could not collect even after swearing. Rava asked, when one says he never borrowed money, he's saying that he never paid it back either. If so, since there's a document that says that he did borrow it, it's like he admitted that he never paid it back. So surely they should be able to collect in that case, and the people should have to pay, the Yisraelim should have to pay. And for the Gemara, Zrika must have said that they collect after swearing only when the debtor had said that he borrowed and paid back. However, if he said that he never borrowed, the orphans can taka collect even without swearing. The Mishnah said, "V'nifrash lo'i b'fonov lo'i tipara ella b'shua." Rav Acha Sar Habira said, Rav Yitzchak and Antuchia said that only a woman for a ksuba may collect if the husband is not there. However, a creditor may not collect if the debtor is not present. Rather than the name of Rav Nachman said, even a creditor may do so, because if we don't allow that, that person will borrow money, skip town, and never having to pay, and causing the people. And what will happen is, it'll be noel delos from love, and people will stop lending money. Mishnah said, "Rav Shimon Omer calls man v'chulu." In fact, what cases of Shimon's statement said about? Rav Yirmiyah said he's going on the last case of the Mishnah that says she may collect, meaning for the ksuba, for support, not in his presence, only after swearing. On that, Rav Shimon says, if she's claiming a ksuba, the ears can make her swear. That if she's only asking for support, however, they cannot make her swear. Rav Sheshes asked, if he's going on the last case, why does it mention even the Yarshim altogether? The case is where the man is alive, and it's Bezdin who can impose the swearing. Rav Sheshes said, the statement was made on the case of the Mishnah where the woman was exempted from having to swear, and after the husband's death, she continued managing the finances. The Tanakhama said that she can be made to swear for matters in the future. Shimon says on this case that she can only be made to swear when she collects her suba. If she doesn't, she cannot be made to swear even if she's managing the finances of the estate, because she was appointed as an agent by the husband. And we find the Mishnah in which there's a machlokes about this issue. Abaye asked, if this is what the statement is referring to, the statement should say, whenever she collects her ksuba. It shouldn't say, if she collects her ksuba. Abaye said, therefore, that the statement was made on the case of the Mishnah in which the husband said that there will not be any oath on her from him or his ears, meaning his Yarshim, onto her or her Yarshim, or anyone who comes in her place. The Mishnah said that she can never be made to swear in that case. Shimon argues and says that whenever she collects her ksuba, she will have to swear, just like anyone else who collects from Yisayim. Papa asked, based on this explanation, what's the second phrase of Rav Shimon saying when he says, if she does not collect the ksuba, she cannot be made to swear? What does that mean? Rav Papa said, he means to say that he argues with the earlier Mishnah that said that a woman can be made to swear if she is put in charge of financial affairs. Rav Shimon is saying that she can only be made to swear when collecting her ksuba, and that's it.